This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for asking for a post-nup. Not a prenup. They're already married, and she wants to get a post-nup. That means you go in and you basically say, we're already married,
but
I want a new contract about our money.
Amendments.
Kind of.
I did not know that was a thing, and that's weird, dog.
Oh, it's a thing. Sabrina wrote in. She said, Allie and DZ, I got married last month. It's my first marriage. Okay.
Congratulations.
Congrats. I'm in my mid-30s and was really focused on my career in my 20s. Before I met my husband. I make a good living and have a lot saved for retirement, and nice. I keep adding.
Nice.
So after we got married, I had lunch with a friend who was visiting. She's a lawyer. We only chat every few months when she comes home to visit family, and she was at the wedding, but we never discussed anything in depth about the details of our finances, obviously, until I had lunch with her recently. I told her about my positive money management over the years, and she asked about his. So I told her, well, he's not as good with money and pretty much spends everything he makes but enjoys his life.
Well, what's wrong with that?
She suggested I get a post-nup and tell him I want to protect the money I've already made and saved before we met. She has a point that I should have protected myself, but no one really suggested this to me until after the wedding.
Right.
So am I the jerk if I now ask my husband for a post-nup?
Yikes.
Now that we got married, Sabrina.
I mean, but I hear where the lawyer friend is coming from.
I do,
from.
Too. Someone came in financially and went, wait, you didn't protect any of all the... So he blows every dime he makes, even if he makes a lot, but you save. And now you're married, and now half of what's yours is his.
But if he was fiscally responsible, she wouldn't be worried about this, and the post-nup wouldn't be a
you
thing. I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to bet.
Well, and nobody goes in thinking they're getting divorced anyway.
No. Right, right. So why would she go? But now she's got a friend on the back end going, dang, girl, you ain't protect your assets.
It's almost like a business decision at this point.
Well, and honestly, marriage is kind of a business transaction. It's between loved individuals, but it is a government contract. Let's be honest. We
you
know what it is.
All this time in your 20s, saving money, making sure you have a lot in the bank. You marry someone who lives paycheck to paycheck.
But you married them.
But you married them.
You love them and you knew them when you married them. You knew who they were. You knew who they were. And now you got a friend that's got a little bit of knowledge about something going, you ain't protect that money.
You didn't have the financial literacy, I guess. But yeah, you had enough to save it for yourself.
But then you made a commitment to another individual with the knowledge that that money was there. Knowing who they are as a person, you kind of made that go ahead and went, well, what's mine is yours. No.
Anyone with money, though, would say, get a prenup or a postnup, right? Anyone who's, and then they don't think they're going to get divorced.
You got to be in the 1% to be doing prenups.
Honestly, I wish I was this rich.
And in the 0.1% to be doing postnups, because a prenup is already a little like questionable in my opinion. But a postnup? A postnup?
I used to think prenups were crazy until I got divorced and realized how many people go broke from divorces. And this is what nobody talks about.
True.
It's not, you go through so much money trauma half the time, whether you're the one paying, whether sometimes, and I'm not even talking about child support, any of that. That's a whole nother topic when people have to pay child support. I can't even imagine. That's like a car payment for people, you know?
Only thing I know about prenups is from rap music, so thankfully I don't have one. Ain't worried about one, and ain't worried about a post one either.
It's also the reason I never want to get married again, money.
Yeah,
so I would be with someone forever. I would never get married because of the financial. That's the only reason I understand this. I'm like, geez, I don't think it's weird to protect your money in a marriage.
I, I don't think it's weird, but I do think it's wild that
now, a month after your marriage, you ask for a postnup.
But technically, you can still get this marriage annulled, right? You're still in the annulment period of this also.
True.
It's not far off, right? Like, had it been a year, then I'd go, dang, son, weird. A month, you're kind of still in that honeymoon phase. Not really, but honeymoonish.
John from Kenosha said she's not the jerk. If he doesn't sign it, he's the jerk. The money she has shouldn't bother him.
No, it shouldn't, but the bother is going to be, oh, so now you have lunch with a friend and all of a sudden you don't trust me, you don't think I'm going to be okay, you don't think we're going to be okay? What's wrong?
Jennifer from Racine texted in, said, good morning, Allie and DZ. I'm going to say not the jerk. If he loves you, he'll understand. If he's a jerk, she needs to be careful. He won't make her wanting a post-snup a stupid reason for getting a divorce. That would suck.
That would suck.
And then Bella texted in Kenosha, and she said, yikes, it's a little late, sister. Jerk. Big jerk.
Did you see the one that says, why are you looking at this as a negative? You're protecting each other and making plans lovingly versus getting a divorce, making plans, or resentful.
She's trying to plan ahead so the money's not an issue later.
This is going to get dicey regardless.
Yeah. Oh, man. Elias in Oak Creek texted in. You can text in or call 414-533-1037. Elias in Oak Creek said, no, she had financial literacy to be saving and be set for retirement by 30. I don't know about that. She didn't have this thought in her mind when she fell in love and made the marriage commitment. The lawyer friend probably can't hold a boyfriend. Oh, okay. And spreads her hate for men. Okay.
All right, Elias.
She's trying to help somebody out. Now we're pushing it.
It's not feasible, but we are all technically making assumptions because we never get the whole story. Fred could be a hater, though.
It could be.
Maybe.
All right. Well, is she the jerk for asking her husband of a month for a prenup now that somebody gave her advice to... a post-nup. Sabrina wants to know a post-nup.
What is that?
After she got advice from a friend. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for getting a post-snup a month after they got married.
That's news to me.
A friend of hers was like, hey, you should really protect your money because you have way more than him. Let's go to Christina with the blue hair. Let's see which way she's going. Hi, Christina.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Which way are we going? Jerk or not the jerk for asking your new husband for a post-nup?
What you think?
My immediate thought was to switch the gender roles. So if this was the man doing this.
Okay.
And I think if this was the man doing this, women would like be in an uproar saying, oh, what about her feelings? You're making it seem like you don't think she's going to be there in the future. I honestly think that letting a third party give you advice for your marriage and you're recently married, I don't really think that's something that you should listen to. The person that wrote in seems very intelligent, very responsible, and I think she trusts her partner. And at the beginning of a marriage, if you put that little drip of doubt in it, it could ruin your whole marriage.
She trusted her instinct on the front end. I hear what you're saying.
Or you end up in a legal document where you owe someone half your money when you get divorced, and you look back later and go, man, it would have taken one piece of paper to secure my finances.
I'm a crippled checker. I give it to nursing school. I'm dotting all my T's and crossing all my I's at least 3 times before I do anything.
But she didn't.
She didn't.
I'm not rich, so I don't have
none of us are, girl.
So, but I don't think that it's the right thing to do. I think men have feelings, too, and a lot of times women just push men's feelings to the side and say, well, I need to protect me. I need to protect me. Well, how about how he's going to feel? That's just where my brain goes. I might be wrong.
Flipping it makes me feel nothing, though. Like, if I flip it, I still think the same thing. I still think it's okay to ask to protect your own finances you saved before you met this person. But the naiveness, I hear what she's saying. The naiveness in me, when before I had been married, would have thought prenup reps were rude, mean, hurt your feelings. After getting divorced, I went, oh, I totally understand now. I understand why people protect themselves.
But it's like, if it gives it, at least maybe to me, and this could be a wrong sensation, it gives it an era of, I'm waiting for this to fail, so I'm going to protect myself now.
I used to think the same thing about prenups. Absolutely, yes. And be like, you're setting yourself up.
So right. Empathetic.
Yeah.
But you can't control other people.
No. For men, but I am today.
Yeah. Just today.
I'm usually a man eater, but you know.
So not today.
I feel for him coming back. He's all happy. They're married. They're happy. And she's like, I want a post-nup.
Well, she got knowledge. Like, she got handed a piece of knowledge she didn't know, which was that, oh, you saved all this money before you met him in your 20s and you didn't protect that.
But if she pulls up with a post-nup.
We all know prenups exist. We all know that.
Yeah, but a post-nup and all of a sudden, no post-lunch conversation, that's a little weird, man. She's coming out of pocket, man. I hear what she's saying.
That's true.
I hear where you're coming from, Christina, with the blue hair.
Yeah, it's life experience. You don't really know what you should do until you're in that situation. But me personally, I wouldn't want to hurt my husband's feelings like that and make him doubt me. So if I didn't ask for the prenup, I'm not asking for a postnup.
Yeah. Well, this is business. So this is not personal, Christina. This is business. That's my point.
She says jerk, for sure.
I do.
I know your other people going to disagree, but I say jerk today.
We don't know that.
Let's find out. How about we find out?
We don't know that. You might be the one who's on point today. Let's find out.
We'll talk to you soon, Christina.
I'm usually not.
Stop
bye,
it.
Christina.
Bye. We love you, yo. Peace.
She acts like any of us are rich.
Wepa. She's goofy.
I don't have this problem. I'm just saying if I did. I would have no problem asking for a post-nup if someone had given me the knowledge afterwards.
And
you know?
where Christina was coming from is saying she sounds smart, she sounds intellectual, she sounds like she should have thought of this on the front end, and she didn't, so why is her friend making her doubt it on the back end
and
for
I
a
get
post?
Why prenups feel like you're saying, I don't trust you. Yeah. I used to have the same point of view, you know? I understand that. So let's go to Jamie in South Milwaukee and see if she agrees with Christina. Hey, Christina.
Good morning.
Christina or Jamie?
Jamie. Sorry. Did I say Christina?
We did say Christina.
I was talking about Christina.
Different personality today. That's fine.
Stop it. We were just talking to Christina. You're Jamie. You're going to be Jamie. What up, Jamie?
Do you agree with Christina, which is the saying she's the jerk for asking for a post-up?
No, I don't think she's the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Would it change if you flipped the genders, like Christina said?
No.
Yeah.
Because cool. I look at it this way. You were obviously in a relationship and then you extended that relationship into a marriage. You had to at one point had the conversation about money and accounts and everything like that.
I would hope.
I think what happened is she had the love goggles on, knowing that he went to paycheck to paycheck. She's like, don't worry, boo, I got us.
Yeah.
And then somebody from the outside saw what was going on. Just gave her friend a little like heads up because it's cute now. You're like, I got it.
That's what I'm saying. It's all emotional.
I think it's going to turn into a divorce regardless because she's going to get sick of being the primary caregiver.
And that he doesn't manage. I didn't even think about that.
He's going to step up and change and good, then happily ever after. Or she's going to get sick of it. They're going to get a divorce and boom, now he's got.
But if we're talking about flipping gender roles still, right? Mm-hmm. On the other end, same thing, right? Yeah. Then you're going to get eventually tired of it.
You're going to get sick of it.
It doesn't even matter to me if it's a man or a woman and you reverse it. One's financially responsible and one is not, is the way this sounds. And I get what Jamie's saying is eventually when the rose-colored glasses come off and you're having financial issues, you're making decisions about money, this is going to become a problem because of the way you make decisions with your money.
Yep.
You're going to have those problems later in the marriage anyway.
When vacation hits and you're the only one buying them plane tickets.
Or you're going, I want to blow all our money on a cruise and she's going, I want to save. Like, those are the arguments you're going to have.
And you're going to go,
the way that he responds to it, I think that's going to determine even more. If he gets upset about it, then cut your ties. Bye. Yeah. I love you.
Nobody's broke here. She's just saving more, you know?
Exactly. Right. Mm. Right. But if she explains it out right and how she's feeling and just was like, hey, I didn't think about this going in, which I don't know how somebody doesn't, but whatever.
You'd be surprised how many people get involved in marriages and know nothing about their significant other's finances.
But then you
it
guys need to realize
exactly.
You don't have to get married.
Mind.
You don't. There doesn't have to be a whole wedding and ring. You could just be together,
yeah,
right?
Amen.
Like you can literally just be together, and then there isn't a prenup, postnup, and we don't got a nup nothing,
and
man.
And then you don't have that. But marriage means something to people.
Well, then you have to understand what it means and transcends past all of that.
But
past
they get
money.
All your stuff.
It's not a business
exactly.
transaction then. Like, mm-hmm. you got to be ready for
unfortunately,
it.
Unfortunately, it is a business deal at the end of the day. You're going into it trusting somebody. But, yeah, I don't think
you don't think about that till you're on the other end, though.
On the outside, saw what was going on, mm-hmm. saw a true friend who saved her money just for her to lose all of it.
We hear you, Jamie.
We're split down the middle is all we know at this point because she says not the jerk for asking for the post-nup. Okay, Jamie, thank you for calling.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now what's Kyla and Sheboygan going to say?
Ooh, dun, dun, dun. The tiebreaker.
Kyla.
The pressure. Good morning.
Good morning. Sabrina is thinking about asking her new husband for a post-nup. What Boy. Do you think? Jerk or not the jerk?
I do not think she's a jerk.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Go on.
I think, and maybe this is just my viewpoint on it, but I feel like prenups, postnups are not talked about that often, so
they're
it
not.
Seems like this taboo document. Or
it is, because we're also, we're not rich.
Yeah.
So why do we worry about
we
it?
We don't think about it, you know?
We got it out right. the mud with our people, so I don't know what to tell you.
But I don't think anybody goes into a marriage thinking it's not going to work out, but unfortunately
not.
Things do happen over time, and sometimes divorce is inevitable, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. it's just to protect what you had beforehand. Nothing
Kyla,
when you're together.
Have you ever heard me say, like, I didn't think about it till after I got divorced, was I wouldn't commit to anything for the rest of my life but my children. Like, other than that, you can't get me to commit to a job. I didn't think about any of that stuff when I got married.
Why would you?
Like, the
right.
rest of my life? Like, I just
forever?
Assumed it was forever, but I didn't really think about what that meant,
you know?
We don't think about,
about
that.
That's a huge thing.
It is.
And if you do not ever need this post-nup, you don't need it.
Great,
but
right.
But it's there if you do. I don't know.
I guess it is a false
fail-safe. I wouldn't
expect
my significant other to... If they worked really hard, spent money, time, saving up, I don't expect you to give me half of everything before me. But that's just me.
Well,
so
yeah, you don't expect it until you've been married for 10 years and now you're getting a divorce and nobody's thinking about that kind of stuff. Katrina from the Falls
right.
texted in and said, not the jerk. I was told from my lawyer friend that everybody should get a prenup postnup because then you get to decide what happens with your money, not the government if anything happens.
See, that's a great point.
But it's got to be money made before one another, right? And that means you got to have money established, because money made after you're together, I would consider that y'all's money, mm-hmm. personally.
Agreed.
But that's
100%.
That's not everybody's say so.
No.
And I know people do not always combine finances.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
All right. Ooh,
all right.
Kyla,
not
though.
The jerk. Thank you, Kyla.
Have a great day.